This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Oscar contender Carol is one of the many films that have put Cincinnati on the map as a movie city, along with popular movies like Rain Man and Ides of March. Production crews are currently in Cincinnati filming Inconceivable with Nicolas Cage and Gina Gershon, and 10 movies are going to be produced here this year. The nonprofit group Film Cincinnati connects filmmakers to local production crews and talents. And here to talk about Film Cincinnati and the short and long-term economic benefits filmmaking brings to this region, our executive director of Film Cincinnati, Kristen Schlottman, and WVXU Media Beat reporter John Kieswetter. And you can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Kristen and John, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Kristen, now Film Cincinnati started as the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Film Commission in 1987. So what kind of successes has the organization had over all the years?
Wow, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So we've seen, you know, movies come and go in Cincinnati, but I think right now the trajectory that we're on is going to put us as a world-class destination for all things production, and it's not just going to be about having a motion picture in town every now and then, but truly to have an industry here that is living and breathing every day and putting a lot of locals to work.
There's really never been anything like this.
No.
The number of films that we have here this year.
No.
Yeah, ten in all. That's a record,
isn't it? I
think
by the end of the year, we will have seen 10 this year, potentially 11 if one gets up and running sooner than later. But yeah, that's a lot for one year for one city. So we are becoming competitive worldwide with those numbers.
What do you look back to? What kicked it off, other than the state incentives? Was it George Clooney and Ides? Was it Carol and Miles Davis, the films being back to back?
Well, I think if you look at where we had success in the late 80s and early 90s, it was really when Cincinnati was doubling for period New York, when it was more difficult to shoot in New York City. And I think we've come back to that as well. Certainly the incentive program that is in place in the state of Ohio has launched the work, but now it's – and we've done a lot of New York pictures more recently as well. But now we're seeing – every customer that's coming to town coming back for another motion picture. So I think that the support and the talent that they're finding here, as well as the ease ability for filming, they come back for repeat business. And, you know, I think New York certainly got us up and running, just the fact that our Over the Rhine area was such a great match for period New York. But now we're doing Cincinnati for Cincinnati. We're seeing scripts rewritten for Cincinnati. You know, Inconceivable was set in I think it was set in the Hamptons originally, and they've rewritten that for Cincinnati. So,
Marauders was Chicago.
Yeah, which was rewritten for Cincinnati as well.
Boy, that has some fantastic drone shots in it. You just see Cincinnati from a whole different perspective than what you've ever seen it from before. Do you find, Kristen, that Hollywood producers are starting to change their view of Cincinnati, and they're saying, wait a minute, this is a good place to do work?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, what I love the most is when I get a director or a producer that's never been to Cincinnati or perhaps never even considered it. And once they're here on the ground for at least 24 hours, they are blown away by, you know, I never thought that there would be great restaurants in Cincinnati, Ohio, or great hotels or interesting people. And I love to prove them otherwise.
That's kind of what director Jonathan Baker said at the Inconceivable press conference last week. You know, he came here and was blown away by the settings that he could use. And then, you know, great town. What did he say? Good movie, good town, good restaurants, good state. I mean, he was blown away by it all.
And I think, you know, filmmakers live their life on the road. So when they find a city that is comfortable for them and that feels not like their home, but something homey and interesting, then I think it becomes a much different experience for them.
Well, what do you think, Kristen, are some of the qualities about Cincinnati that make it attractive?
Well, I think first it's the people and the cooperation that they're able to get from Cincinnatians, and also the welcome that they receive. You know, not many cities are stop you and say thank you for being here and we're glad you're here or have that much excitement about it. So I think they certainly feel the hospitality and the people are a major draw. And then I think they also just love the diversity and the fact that, you know, you can afford a home 5 minutes from downtown and some real estate and some, you know, that some of those things are not as easily come by in New York or Los Angeles. So I think they're pleasantly surprised about both of those things. But, you know, the movie industry has changed dramatically from where we were 20 years ago or even 10 years ago. It used to be the loudest voice on a set was the director. And, you know, that might be the third or fourth person I meet now when we're prepping, because it's more about the business deal and how much bang for the buck you can get in a city or a community. And it's really showing them all the things that are available here in Cincinnati and the cost-effective ways to maneuver the city. So I think they're finding their production value here has been quite incredible, and that's another reason for the repeat business.
But also with each film that's done here, there's more experience, more people in here experienced in making films are involved. So it's kind of like this snowballing effect as they come, that the level of expertise here for Carol is now much greater because of all the films that have
Certainly.
Come since then.
You know, if you mentioned The Ides of March, which was, I believe, 6 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago.
Has it been that long?
I think it has been that long.
2011.
Okay. Yes. So on that film, we were finding that they had to bring in a lot of their crew and a lot of their department heads, key makeup and hair people and camera people, to cut to what we're doing now, which most every person on a film crew now is a local hire. And we are filling those key positions now. And our workforce development has grown dramatically just in the last 2 years. People have relocated and are now locals here in Cincinnati in this industry.
How much have those tax credits helped in attracting
business? The tax credits certainly drive the business. And we're not going to get the phone call if we don't have those in place. One thing I like to remind people is that we were not new to this. We were actually late to the game. Ohio was the 42nd state to adopt motion picture incentives, Kentucky being the 43rd. But what we were able to do is see what did and what did not work in many of those states. So we put together an incentive that is important for the people in Ohio, that we only rebate on the expenses that we think are important for business and the economy in Ohio. And also, you know, we didn't grow it too quickly. We started out with a very small program, and we're growing it incrementally once that money is used and once we're seeing a return on that investment. I think the last time we did an economic study was at the end of last year, and we were showing $2.01 for every dollar invested in the program. So we're showing a great return, and the policymakers in Ohio and the business leaders are finding it to be good business for us. So,
talk about the process, Kristen. Do they call you? Do you call them? How do you get this business?
There's not a formula to it. There's many different ways. Lately, we've been very, very lucky. The word of mouth in Hollywood is Cincinnati, Ohio is blowing up, and there's a lot of great people.
So you're getting more of them calling you.
More of them are calling me now. Almost more than we can even keep up with at times. But in the past, there's been other ways to get it where we'll see projects in development and read plot synopsises and see if that's something that looks like Cincinnati could accommodate. But we are getting scripts on a regular basis, which has been great. And, you know, we're lined up through productions through the middle of next year.
When you say we're getting scripts, is that script sent to you to do location scouts to see
sure.
if there's a match?
Absolutely. And sometimes they've heard enough of a good word here that they don't even need to send us the script. They say they're coming regardless. So, you know, that didn't happen 10 years ago. So,
well, I know that in the past you would actually go to L.A. and visit studios and
yes.
all. But how long has it been since you've actually done that to promote the city?
I try and get to both New York and Los Angeles a couple times a year. However, we've been so busy in the last 6 months that I have not traveled whatsoever. And most of our clients are here in Cincinnati, so most of the meetings I'm taking are in my own office. But we certainly like to get out there and let them know, you know, what movies are being produced in Greater Cincinnati. So if they haven't thought of it before, perhaps they're going to think of it down the road. And with films like Carol and Miles Ahead and some of these great films that had tremendous box office and put Cincinnati on an international stage, that traffic has been steady and more so now than ever.
What Inconceivable being produced here? What are some of the other movies of the 10?
Yeah, Mercy is shooting here right now. Okay. And what's interesting to me about Mercy is this is Killer Films' fourth film in Cincinnati. So it's almost like they have a satellite office here now. Mercy stars.
They like it so much the first time they keep coming back.
They love it. Okay. Yeah, the first one was Carol, followed by the film The Blunder, which is now called A Kind of Murder, yet to hit theaters. And then they did the movie Goat with Nick Jonas, and now they're doing Mercy with Kate Mara and Ellen Page. And a great script, a great group of people. And, you know, we're already working on their next project and helping convince them that their next two could be done here as well. So that's become a great relationship for us. They are in town as well. And The Killing of the Sacred Deer with Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell, while we finished up filming last week, we're still doing a lot of that post-production work on that film here. So there actually are four films on the ground right now. As we speak, only two shooting.
And back up to Inconceivable, that's Randall Emmett, who's done what? This is his fourth here?
This will be his third film in Cincinnati, his fifth in Ohio.
We had John Travolta in town. They were shooting the Gaudi movie here, too. I think it was for the Lifetime Channel, or...
I think it's for theaters.
For theater, okay.
And it's, gosh, that was an exciting project. That was directed by the Entourage star, Kevin Connolly, and stars... both John Travolta and Kelly Preston. And, you know, I forget what a mega star John Travolta is until the amount of phone calls and emails and traffic we had in our office with the hopes to be near him, to meet him, to see him. And he certainly enjoyed his time in Cincinnati. He had several visits to the ballpark with the Castellini family.
I saw him a couple times with the Reds.
Yeah, yeah, they were tremendous hosts to that family. And I had a call just last week from a producer that says, I'm working on a John Travolta film. He's told me he'd like to do it in Cincinnati. What can you tell me about Cincinnati? So I think... You know, that's just another testament to his experience.
Bring him back, because I've got a high school friend who wasn't happy with me that I couldn't tell her where and how she could go to see Travolta.
Who knew? I mean, he was being stalked all over this town.
Yeah.
You mentioned Kevin Connolly with the Gaudi, and also Inconceivable is Jonathan Baker. These are two first-time directors. Is that harder for you, easier for you? What?
Yes to both questions. It is harder because it's a first time director that might not know exactly what they want yet or what's available to them in Cincinnati. But I also find it wonderful to work with in the sense that we can make suggestions of things they might not have thought about in Cincinnati or people they might not have thought about to use. And so it's challenging for the production, but it's also exciting for the city at the same time. So, I mean, Randall Emmett, the producer on that film, uses new directors all the time, and that's part of their model. So we're used to that and excited by it at the same time. The Mercy director is an Israeli woman who's come in from Tel Aviv. And so working in the Killing of a Sacred Deer was Yorgos Lanthimos, a Greek director. So we're seeing, you know, international crews come in now, and they've all been different experiences. They all are looking for something different. And each one is, you know, you just start speaking the language of that director for that project, which is what I love. I don't see a lot of films, contrary to many people's belief.
Okay.
But I read a lot of movies, and what I'm so passionate about is the process of filmmaking and sharing Cincinnati with that process.
Well, once a filmmaker does decide to shoot in Cincinnati, what does Film Cincinnati do exactly to help them along?
Well, that's a great question, and I love to tout what we do because we are a full-service film agency that sees it through from, you know, the point of sale to your premiere. And we will help them with one-stop shopping for crew, talent, locations, permits, navigating city agencies, lighting up Cincinnati for a Monday night football game, whatever it takes, we see them through to the end and help.
Craft, makeups, all that other stuff that you never see on the screen.
All of it. Yeah. We are
accommodations.
Absolutely, we will help with our hotel bid nights and find apartments, you know, for long term housing, et cetera. We just want to be a full service agency, so that too becomes part of the incentive to shoot here.
And you do that with your huge staff, right?
But we're growing leaps and bounds. We've
How
just,
many do you have?
We have three now. We just brought on.
I think it used to be just you.
It was
at one
me
point.
For many, many years. And now Caitlin Prophet has joined our team and Melissa Collins. And I couldn't do it without them. And they are becoming part of that reputation and certainly helping us become a bigger agency and more influential in the industry.
Does Film Cincinnati get a credit at the end? Does the city of Cincinnati get credits at the end of the movie because of this?
Or? Yes, we do, actually. You know, sometimes with the state incentive, the state has part of, in their language, in order to qualify for our rebate, you get money back only if you put the shot on location in the state of Ohio. So that's part of our incentive rebate. But certainly now Film Cincinnati is at the end of each of these movies, and many of our names are at the end of them. And they should be, because we work very hard for them.
Do you collaborate with other film commissions in Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana?
We do, absolutely. And I, you know, in Ohio, we work with Cleveland a great deal because it's another city our size that does similar amount of work for us and also has a great crew base. So if I can't crew something fully down here in Cincinnati, I'll call the Cleveland office and get people. We both believe that if it benefits Ohio, it benefits all of us. And so while we might be somewhat competitive if we're both working on the same script, we certainly are very supportive of each other because we want the work in Ohio. And I collaborate with Kentucky as well. I mean, it's just a stone's throw away. So,
how much of an economic benefit have we seen from all the movie production that's been going on in the past
few years? I can't wait
to
do the study of this year. And I'll have to let you know at the end of 2000. Well, we did wrap up the end of last year. We were at $52 million for 2 years. And I think we'll see that double or triple this year. Yeah.
So beyond the economic benefit, what are some of the other benefits that the community gets from this?
Well, it's creating jobs for locals, and it's the equivalent of full-time jobs. So we are seeing an entire industry being built out of this here, which before we had commercial freelancers and television producers, but we now have a very qualified and talented crew base of motion picture industry representatives. And those are union positions. They're good-paying jobs. And what I think we're also seeing is that we're retaining young talent out of college, particularly the e-media students, the film students, the film fans, the film aficionados. When they graduate, if they've had a chance to intern with us or on these movies, they're staying here to work. And that's been really exciting. We're also attracting young talent to Greater Cincinnati, which I think is great, from other film schools because there is so much work here.
Plus, there's the hotel stays. There's the, you know, every night they go out to eat or something. I have to get something to eat. So it supports the economy in other ways that way.
Absolutely. They're spending their per diem in our economy daily, in our bars and restaurants, things you don't even think about. You know, a dry cleaner told me recently that they've had more work this year than they ever had before because of the film business. Enterprise Rent-A-Car mentioned to me they now have a movie division just for renting cars. They have a new division. So we're seeing things multiply and having a tremendous impact on the economy, which is what we care about.
And I would imagine with something like Carol and Miles Ahead, some of the period pieces, even tailors and secondhand shops
Our vintage shops saw a lot of work for those movies, and as well as our furniture stores and antique shops.
Kristen and John, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Executive Director of Film Cincinnati, Kristen Schlottman, and WVXU Media Beat reporter John Kieswetter.